Baker McKenzie welcomes you to TMT Talk, the global TMT podcast series, focusing on sector-specific issues that are impactful on players in the technology, media, and telecoms industry.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMT Talk, the global TMT podcast designed to help companies navigate and prioritize via insights from top legal advisors in strategic technology markets. My name is Raffaele Giarda. I am a transactional partner with Baker McKenzie in Rome, and I would like to kickstart by providing some background for our conversation today. This year, we launched the latest edition of our flagship publication called TMT Looking Ahead, where we present themes, discuss insights, and provide recommendations for the TMT sector in a five-part series. Now, 5G is one of them, as it is a driver of digital transformation, a key strategic factor that is helping to drive significant business opportunities with its high-speed connections, ultra-low latency, and ability to transmit huge volumes of data, at the same time enabling simultaneous connections with multiple devices. Now, with TMT Looking Ahead, we have recently published report number 4 on 5G and its use cases, which have attracted increased attention given their various applications at all levels of infrastructure and industry. For example, interactive engagement, supply chain asset tracking, smart cities, smart homes, health tech, just to name a few. And as a result of this, we can expect public authorities, regulators, governments to continue their monitoring and scrutiny of the 5G sector. To focus on these aspects and connected profiles, we have invited our experts to comment on the evolving regulatory landscape that applies to 5G and its use cases. Therefore, let me introduce Stephen Crosswell and Mackenzie Martin with a few hints on their expertise. Stephen Crosswell is a partner based in Baker McKenzie's Hong Kong office. Stephen's practice covers a broad range of competition law issues in China, Hong Kong, and throughout the Asia Pacific, including competition audits and compliance, competition litigation, competition-related judicial review proceedings, access claims, multi-jurisdictional cartel investigations, merger clearance, collaboration frameworks, and joint ventures, as well as antitrust advisory. Mackenzie Martin is a partner based in Baker McKenzie's Dallas office who concentrates on intellectual property litigation, counseling, licensing, and portfolio strategy matters. Mackenzie's practice focuses on litigating complex patent infringement and other intellectual property disputes. Mackenzie also handles administrative hearings and trials before the International Trade Commission and the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Thank you very much, Stephen and Mackenzie, for being with us today. So let's get started with the first question. Mackenzie, if I can begin with your perspective, as we continue along the path of 5G rollout and implementation around the world, we see public institutions, regulatory authorities, governments increasingly making critical policy choices. From your perspective, Mackenzie, what factors or forces are behind such heightened focus on 5G policies by governments and regulators?
So there are several important factors playing into the heightened focus on 5G policy around the world. First, governments have national security concerns relating to 5G deployment. And so we are seeing 5G policies continuing to be heavily politicized for security reasons. And with geopolitical tensions increasing, we are also seeing close governmental scrutiny of foreign ownership of 5G systems, tactical decisions on 5G network vendors, control over 5G standards, and of course, a continued focus on development and access to patented 5G technologies. Second, 5G deployment and access to the 5G spectrum requires significant investment, and the industry is going through just dramatic changes with 5G technologies. And so we are seeing mobile network operators, also referred to as MNOs, exploring mergers and collaborations to pool resources and share the risk. And as a result of these collaborations around 5G technologies, we are seeing increased scrutiny by governments and regulators around mergers and collaborations. And with the dramatic industry changes around 5G technology, there are also debates around traditional antitrust tools and market definitions and whether those are even satisfactory for the 5G landscape. Third, recognizing the importance of 5G technology, governments around the world have implemented strategic plans to become leaders in 5G development and patenting. Each country wants their own companies and inventors' technologies to be adopted as standards and implemented in 5G industry applications. And so there remains a high focus on 5G innovation and patenting.
Thank you, Mackenzie. That's very interesting. And at the same time, something to be on the watch for. On that line of thinking, Stephen, what national security concerns do surround 5G? And how you think are governments and regulators addressing these concerns?
A good question. 5G use cases are attracting a lot of attention from governments and regulators. And we are also seeing increased concerns around national security. We see governments and regulatory authorities increasingly making choices on how to pursue policy interests. They're looking at this when deploying competition, consumer, and data privacy laws. In collaboration on 5G infrastructure and spectrum pooling, spectrum concentration, patent pooling, which is evolving to avoid licensing disputes or hopefully minimize those disputes, and large data sets that will be generated by Internet of Things technologies are getting more scrutiny across the board. While governments are getting more involved as the infrastructure and use cases for 5G increase their focus on security. So we're seeing 5G continuing to be heavily connected to national security, and it's coming at a time when regulators, particularly the antitrust regulators, are increasingly focused on antitrust enforcement in major markets, including China and the United States. Network security is, I think, an area of intense interest for governments around the world. On the military side, we see militaries continuing to deploy 5G. Due to its speed and capacity attributes. They're using it across a wide range of use cases, surveillance, reconnaissance systems, command and control centers, logistics, troop command, drones, and smart munitions. These emerging applications will necessarily fuel security concerns, but non-military use cases also raise important security concerns. IoT is being deployed in smart cities, utilities, power grid management, and numerous other areas where security of the network and data are critical. With geopolitical tensions increasing, we expect to see close scrutiny of foreign ownership of 5G systems, tactical decisions on 5G network vendors, increased focus on control over 5G standards, and a continued focus on development and access to patented 5G technologies.
Thank you, Stephen. Very compelling, very interesting. Thank you. If we can still leverage on your competition and antitrust expertise, 5G can be an area where alliances, collaborations, sharing agreements, and mergers could be key, also to address the challenges and opportunities of a highly capital-intensive industry. We listened before to what Mackenzie was mentioning about the need for significant investments. So with mobile network operators exploring collaborations and mergers, what are the implications for antitrust tools and market definitions?
We are seeing a lot more interest in collaborations and mergers in this space. 5G deployment and access to the 5G spectrum requires significant investment. The business use cases for 5G are still developing. And the industry is going through dramatic change with transformational technologies like low-orbit satellite networks increasingly challenging terrestrial business models and regulatory frameworks. And to meet these challenges, mobile network operators are exploring mergers and collaborations. And they're doing this to pool resources and to share risk. This obviously has the potential to deliver significant consumer benefits and to drive innovation. However, competition regulators have been closely scrutinizing and increasingly been prepared to challenge these efforts. This has led the industry to consider whether network sharing and other collaborations short of mergers may be able to deliver similar benefits without triggering antitrust scrutiny. As new technologies challenge the old, there will be increased pressure, in our view, to change established market definitions, leading to reconsideration of existing perceptions of market concentration and levels of competition. What this means in practical terms is that some deals that may previously have looked difficult may look easier as we see levels of concentration in the markets reducing through broader or more expansive market definitions. And this leads to another point. New competitive pressures are also on the horizon. For example, and I've mentioned this just now, low Earth orbit satellites providing wireless internet. Telecom regulation was slow to adapt to new market challenges brought to the voice call market by VoIP, messaging apps and the like. A big question ahead is how quickly will regulators adapt to market changes in 5G? The increase in regulatory scrutiny comes at a time when there continues to be debate about whether the antitrust tools that have been used in the brick and mortar world are adequate to analyze the consumer benefits involved in these highly dynamic, innovation-driven markets. Antitrust regulators' toolkits to date have been very focused on measuring prices and price effects, but many of their markets now getting close scrutiny are driven by heavy innovation. And not only is innovation driving competitive dynamics in these markets, but it's also the driving force in delivering the very significant consumer benefits that we see flowing from tech. What we're seeing is calls in some quarters for a move away from traditional, quite narrowly focused, traditional antitrust tools to an increased focus on ecosystems, the idea that tech companies and innovators are competing on ecosystems rather than in narrow, discreetly defined antitrust markets. The objective of this and what people making these calls would like to see is avoiding the alleged blind spots that come from static competition models. So a lot of potential developments on the horizon.
Thanks again, Stephen. This demonstrates how crucial it is for MNOs to address these issues at the outset with proper advanced planning and design. Mackenzie, allow me to take advantage of your IP skills to expand further our conversation and ask a final question. How do you think patents factor into the picture as the 5G regulatory landscape evolves? What is your view on this?
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that governments around the world have strategic plans to become leaders in 5G development and patenting. The United States Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO, conducted a study and just this past February issued a report examining overall global 5G patenting trends. And this report analyzed and summarized patent filings and value indicators in the most patented 5G-related technologies. And after that analysis, the USPTO report actually concluded that no single company or country is so-called winning the 5G technology race. And so although government interests in 5G patenting and development are higher than ever, we are not seeing a single company or country who is, you know, unquestionably ahead in this 5G race, at least according to the USPTO report. Also, disputes involving standards essential patents, also known as SEPs, continue to occur as 5G is implemented. These disputes are akin to the smartphone patent wars from several years ago, but we are now seeing a wider range of industries and companies getting involved in these disputes due to the nature of 5G technology. And what I mean by that is, you know, 5G technology has more use cases in that we are seeing 5G technology deployed, for example, in the context of the Internet of Things, connecting everything from smartphones to homes, to cars, to tiny sensors within large network computer systems. And so as a result, the patent wars over 5G implicate a broad range of industries besides just smartphones. And for example, we are already seeing SEP litigation involving the automobile industry and 5G. SEP disputes involve patent owners and 5G implementers that are unable to reach an agreement on fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory terms, also called FRAND terms. And when this occurs, the parties are likely to find themselves in court. SEP owners are often seeking enforcement in patent owner-friendly jurisdictions and courts. And of course, we're seeing implementers seeking to have licensing rates, even global licensing rates, set by courts that are more favorable to their own interests. And we are also seeing litigants on both sides taking advantage of anti-suit injunctions and anti-anti-suit injunctions as they seek to resolve these kinds of patent disputes in their preferred or more favorable forums. Courts in China have been issuing anti-suit injunctions that prevent SEP owners from enforcing patents against Chinese companies outside of China. And in response, this past February, the European Union relatively recently filed an official request before the World Trade Organization dispute settlement system for consultations with China, but it remains to be seen whether and to what extent the action will have on China's use of anti-suit injunctions. And so, in summary, there's a lot of activity around patents in the 5G landscape, and it remains a key focus of ours.
Excellent, Mackenzie. Thank you so much. Well, this is all very helpful. Mackenzie and Stephen, thank you. What we can probably gather from this interesting conversation is that as businesses consider the continued acceleration of 5G adoption, integration, and expansion, they also need to take into account regulatory scrutiny of mergers and collaborations, national security and foreign investment review, reassessment of antitrust tools, and changes in market definition, as well as the patent race and the IP disputes. So many thanks again for such an impressive discussion to Stephen Crosswell, Baker McKenzie partner in Hong Kong, and to Mackenzie Martin, Baker McKenzie partner in Dallas. It was great having you both with us today. And thanks so much to our audience for listening to this conversation. Stay tuned for the next episode. Be well and keep safe. Arrivederci and thank you.